This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, back at it. Our broadcast week begins now here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thanks to our friends at GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication. In addition to today's show, you can listen to me 2 hours a day, 5 days a week beyond today. And that's at robertscottbell.com, robertscottbell.com/listen. Well, this interview today, this first hour, it's, well, 2 weeks in the making. You're like, what? You prepared 2 weeks for this? No, no, no. What I'm saying is that we started this interview a couple of weeks ago, Memorial Day weekend, at the Advanced Medicine Conference with my good buddy, Dr. Bitar. I spoke at it. I emceed it. And the National Health Freedom Coalition, National Health Freedom Action were there. And that included my dear, dear friend, my health freedom hero, Diane Miller. And she's back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Diane, how are you?
Hey, Robert. Finally, yes, we get to do this again.
Isn't this funny?
It's good to
be
here.
We were recording together at that event, only to find out as Super Don gets on and goes, hey, you know what? I can only hear your voice, Robert. I can't hear Diane. And I heard your voice just fine. You were right there in front of me. But something glitched said, we're not doing the interview today. So anyway, I'm so glad that we're back together again. And also today we're going to celebrate the publication of your new book, another book recommended, approved by the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's called Health Freedom, The Greatest Freedom of All by Diane Miller. 20 years plus in the making, Diane. It's so great to see it's out.
Yeah, thank you. This is very exciting. Pretty soon I'll do the book launch in June sometime. It's coming up, but it's in print, and I'm real excited about it.
Yeah, we're in pre-launch, but we get to talk about some of the things in there as well. Also, I want to say a very special thank you for connecting me with Dr. Scott Jensen. He used to be a state senator there in Minnesota. He's running for governor. And on Friday's broadcast, for all of y'all that didn't see it, it's there right there. Go to robertscottbell.com/listen. The archive's there. It'll be up on Friday on too. We had almost an hour-long conversation about all kinds of things, medical, political, et cetera, Minnesota stuff. And, of course, Diane, you've been active in the politics of Minnesota and beyond the borders of Minnesota. Again, I remind folks that are new to you, Diane, the links are up in the show notes to nationalhealthfreedomaction.org as well. And we're going to talk about righttorefuse.org. But at the time when Governor Jesse Ventura broke through, beat the Democrat and Republican stranglehold, and did some good things there, one in particular was the legislation you got first in the nation, safe harbor legislation, that was signed into law so that people of Minnesota had the freedom to choose the kind of health care provider they wanted, even non-medical, and that those people who are not medical, they could hang a shingle and see people, too, and help them. They couldn't pretend to be what they aren't, but they could also be protected from unlimited prosecution for helping people and being charged with practicing medicine without a license, which you kind of put the kibosh on that. Again, we're talking about in integrity and in honesty, but again, that's the briefest of history of how we connected.
That's right. That's right. That was the time in 1998, I guess, we started working on that bill. And I go through that in detail in my book of how we did pass that legislation. And yes, it was quite a journey.
Yes, indeed. And that again, that's another reason why this book is so great, because other people in other states can have kind of a little bit of a guidebook to the history of how it happened. And now, again, a number of other states, at least 10 right now, have safe harbor legislation that has passed, and others may be working on it currently.
Yes, yes. And And every time a state wants to have a safe harbor practitioner exemption bill that'll let the homeopaths and herbalists and the traditional naturopaths be protected, our attorney staff, myself and Ann Gillum, meet with them on like a regular basis, and we help them figure out what they need to do to get it passed. We draft legislation, we testify, we guide them in the political process, and work with groups just to help them understand the political hustle so they can get that safe harbor bill passed.
Yeah, I've said that to friends that are interested in various states about the safe harbor legislation, and they're like, really? You mean I can call Diane Miller and she'll help me? Yes, yes, she will. And they're like, I don't believe it. They do. They call you, and they're like, they call me back and say, Diane Miller was on the phone with me, and she spent the time I needed to understand what we could do in our state. I'm like, wow. You know, but of course, that's you living your mission and your passion. And again, those of you who support the National Health Freedom Coalition and National Health Freedom Action make it possible for Diane and the team to help those states that aren't there yet that are trying.
Right. And we're just in the process of getting ready to hire another attorney because we are so swamped with people asking us for help that we just have to, especially with the Right to Refuse project,
yes.
Everything that's happening. It's just been overwhelming what the needs are of Americans because they're all waking up. They all want to pass legislation. We're tracking, like, on the Right to Refuse site alone, we're tracking 150 right to refuse bills, watching where they are at all times and seeing when they pass and putting out notices. And so all of the groups working on those right to refuse bills, we want to support their efforts on the ground. Like if they're a liberty group or if they're a vaccine group or if they're a health freedom group, whatever kind of group they are, if they've got a good bill going in their state, we want to support them in any way we can. So we're trying to put them on our Right to Refuse website so people will know who's on the ground moving those bills forward and doing that work.
I'm looking at the map, and y'all, it's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com right now, righttorefuse.org. Don't do like me and put right to without the two T's, right to refuse .org. And it looks like only, let's see, five states or so have not introduced legislation yet. It looks like I'm looking at Connecticut, Illinois, Mississippi, Nebraska, and Nevada, and there are a few states that have, in fact, passed at least one right to refuse bill, of course, Minnesota, where you are, and then a number that have the introduction of bills, the right to refuse, and unless you want to be forced to get a medical experiment injected into you or your family members, your loved ones, you might want to step it up and check this out, righttorefuse.org, and find out how you can support and become active in your state.
Yeah, a lot of those bills, the bills that we're tracking, we're adding bills every day. So, you know, it's our biggest challenge is to keep that map updated. But a lot of the bills are diverse. There's some masking bills, some vaccine passport bills, some no mandate bills, you know, emergency power bills, autonomy, protection of bodily integrity bills. They're just fantastic American language coming forward in the legislatures. And it's really exciting to watch. I had a stack of 20 bills in front of me this morning, and I was trying to figure out on vaccine passports, you know, they're different in every state, and just trying to figure out what would be the best language and all the different legal aspects, and so we can make a model bill. But things are happening so fast, hard to keep up to everything that's happening. But the exciting news is Americans are actually going and becoming involved in drafting legislation and passing, and that's really exciting. And listening to some of the hearings on the legislative websites where, like this week, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, an attorney.
Was it Tom Rentz? A different guy?
Jim Moody.
Okay.
Both of them testified in Ohio at the hearings. Wonderful testimony, just fantastic. And then you'll see the legislators ask questions and stuff and what their positioning is. But I think that it's a time when we can all as citizens really see who's stepping up and who's trying to protect health freedom.
I think about trying to stand against the right to refuse. I don't think that's a tenable position. It doesn't look good when you step back and see the reasons that they would argue against a bill at any level that says you have the right, the freedom to say, no, I shall not receive an injection that I do not want nor perceive I need or that I feel it could be dangerous to me. Have you seen any of those, let's say, arguments? How do they position themselves when they're, let's say, against your right to refuse?
Absolutely. There's I don't know if I can give you any quotes, but some of the bills that don't pass, those legislators are terrified to not vaccinate people. They're saying, we have to vaccinate people for the good of everybody. People are going to die. Thousands of people are going to die. Thousands of people already have died. They have no concept in their mind that a vaccine might be dangerous or that that thousands of people aren't dying from that particular virus or that there's actually a virus. So their paradigm is the complete belief that there's a terrible, dangerous virus. If people don't get this experimental vaccine, the whole country's going to die. And that's, they say things that are quite shocking, like, you know, if you don't get that vaccine, you should not be an American citizen. Or if you,
wow.
You know, I don't know if they said
you
that.
You talk about
like,
people living
you
in
should,
fear.
You should not have health. You should not, you should, they should be punished. You know,
really?
For not getting
and they have no knowledge of history. The Nuremberg trials that were right. in response to medical experimentation without informed consent, and the concept right. of just following orders was not a legitimate defense. And yet there are people that actually argue that we should mandatorily force people to accept a medical intervention that could potentially kill them. It's horrendous. It's horrific. And as I said, those people should be outed if they believe that you do not have a right to refuse.
Well, I think, you know, it's even started, you know, like National Vaccine Information Center has been working on the exemptions to vaccines for many, many years. And in 2015, when California went forward and took the exemptions away for parents, that they couldn't decline a vaccine for their children going to school and with their personal beliefs, that was kind of the beginning of testing the waters on how far are we going to push this freedom issue mm-hmm. forward. And those floor debates in California in 2015 were a party line takeaway of the right
yeah.
of parents to make decisions.
Yeah, and they say, well, why should this be a political thing? I agree, it shouldn't be. It should be about fundamental freedoms that we would all wish to enjoy. But there's a certain category of politicians, primarily right now in the Democratic left, not exclusively, but primarily, that believe that they own you and your body and your children's body, and they want access to it with experimental medicaments that they want to inject into you. We'll be right back with more Diane Miller here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Of course, you can watch and listen. We're on 6 days a week, not just one day a week. Just go to robertscottbell.com/listen. Sign up for email alerts. We've got all kinds of wonderful webinar events, education events beyond our broadcast. And for our patron supporters, we have special events once a month. We call them AMAs. I didn't even know what that meant. I thought that was American Medical Association, Diane. And it turns out that the young people said, no, that means ask me anything. And I was like, oh, really? And I was intimidated. But we've had a blast with them. Every month people get on, and we it's like a community. We ask each other questions now. It's fun. And we do some giveaways. We get some fun T-shirts and stuff. And it's just great, Diane. And, again, the spirit of camaraderie of those that love liberty. And, again, I don't care if you claim to be a Democrat, Republican, Libertarian, or nothing. We can come together in agreements that fundamentally we have the right and the freedom to choose our path in life, to choose medical interventions or not. And that's what we're talking about with Diane Miller. She's the author of a new book called Health Freedom, The Greatest Freedom of All. And we've got it linked up along with the National Health Freedom Coalition and NationalHealthFreedomAction.org, as well as RightToRefuse.org. Diane, that's a lot. You do a lot, so I have to say a lot.
And I have to work a lot.
Yes, you do. You are a hard worker.
In terms of my... Thank you for bringing up my book, because I worked through the book, so it's like just a 20-year perception of what health freedom is, and I tried to make it readable so that it would be like for a regular person to say, why is it really important? And I started out with talking about a farmer in Minnesota who was charged criminally for practicing medicine without a license. When he gave colostrum from his dairy cows to people that came to his farm, and he had cured Congressman Bedell of Lyme disease in that way. And I was helping defend that farmer. And then the next part is when we got the farmer, off, they withdrew all the charges because we had hung juries. And the next chapter is passing the Minnesota bill where we would not have to deal with that again, that the homeopaths and traditional naturopaths and the colostrum farmers would be able to practice in Minnesota without being charged criminally for practicing medicine without a license. But then because I got so involved in the national work, the FDA, Codex, you know, you name it, working in 30 different states for on different things. It was like that these principles started to crystallize in my mind about what is health freedom, what is health, what is freedom. When you put them together, what's really going on here? And there's a lot of different aspects. So I did write the principles of health freedom in the last 8 chapters of that book are the principles that we need to really consider when we're talking about this. Otherwise, the human species will not survive. I mean, literally, the planet won't survive if we can't grasp how important survival is for the human life. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, fundamentally, choice is something that I believe we were given by God, by a creator, right? And it doesn't come from government as like a privilege to choose to not get, what we perceive to be medically assaulted or otherwise. So when you say health freedom, the greatest freedom of all, I understand what you're saying, and that's been my journey, as as we've been on this journey together in a lot of ways over the years. And I say without the health freedom, which is, the bodily autonomy, what other freedom do you have? Because freedom is derived, liberty derived from what? Property. What is the ultimate property you have? You own your body. And it's the thing we're talking about. You can't access it unless I give you permission. And they're saying, no. We don't need your permission. We're going to do it because we believe that the collective greater good, right, which is, again, this idea that you're not an individual, you don't have rights, your privileges come to you because you're a member of a group, and therefore we can take away that which you think is a right that we've made into a privilege. That's what governments have done for time immemorial, whether it be under kings and queens and emperors, but our American form of governance was trying to do it differently.
Right, and there's actually in law in a couple states I found throughout the years, Kansas is one of them, where it says the right to heal another person or yourself is a right given by the government and is not a natural right of the human person.
Wow, and I did not know that. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, they went all out when they took jurisdiction, and we are a country based on laws, so what our laws say really matter, and the corporate structures too don't have the moral responsibility to protect our human health. So we're getting blasted, not just directly from a practitioner, but, the environment, the water quality, the fluoride, everything. So there's a lot of things that impact health freedom. Corporate structures and government's relationship with corporations is really true. Some of the vaccine passport bills that are passing right now say, hey, a government can't mandate a vaccine passport. But, by the way, corporations can.
We'll let the corporations do it.
Hey, we did a good thing.
Diane, we need to come back and talk about that next. We've got a break. RobertScottBell.com, linking up all the things, including Diane Miller's new book, Health Freedom, the Greatest Freedom of All.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to The Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden will meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Geneva this week following the G7 summit and a meeting of NATO leaders in Brussels. But Senator Bill Hagerty says he's not expecting too much to come from the meeting because the president is going in from a position of weakness. The Tennessee Republican tells Fox News that Biden has already offered too many concessions to the Russians.
I think the G7 is frankly being overshadowed completely by what is going to happen next week when Biden does meet with Putin. And Biden's going into this in a position of weakness. Look, he capitulated on the START treaty at the very beginning with Russia. Now he's turned around and allowed them to finish the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. Look, that project was categorized as a malign influence project by the Trump administration. I served in that administration. This is a huge mistake to walk into this meeting in a position of weakness, and I think that's what all of the G7 leaders are wondering about. How will Biden and Putin manage this meeting?
You're listening to USA Radio News. The auction for a ride into space next month with Amazon founder Jeff Bezos and his brother Mark has been completed. John Clemens reports.
More than 7,500 people from 129 countries placed a bid for the online auction that was narrowed down to about 20 high rollers. The auction was the official launch of Blue Origin's New Shepard that'll fly into space July 20th on the 52nd anniversary of the Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin's moon landing. Okay, here's the winning bid.
And that is sold, $28 million to number 107.
The $28 million will now be given to Blue Origin's Club for the Future that promotes science and technology to young Americans. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And new data shows that 13 states have reached the goal of having 70% of their adult populations at least partially vaccinated against COVID. This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
It was interesting, Diane Miller, what you just said when we were going to break about, you know, the places that say, well, yeah, we're the government. We acknowledge. In fact, we acknowledge we can't force you to have a vaccine passport. We're not. We'll tell you they're prohibited, but we'll let the corporations do it for us. They'll mandate it. Like if you're an employer and you work for as an employee, they can make apparently a condition of employment based on your vaccine status. In this case, an experimental shot that I argue is not a vaccine. And so there are some pro-business states like Utah, for instance, that go, well, we're not going to do it as government, but yeah, we'll let the corporations do that all they want. How do you combat that?
Right. That's exactly right. And I think that the detail in these laws, and that's why my head is spinning most of the time these days, is going through the detail. And like one bill said, the government can't force you to possess a vaccine passport. Well, that doesn't do anything for anybody. I mean, the way that the words are structured in these bills are is really important, and they need to always include the corporations, the entities that are enforcing these things in the regular culture, not just the state governments. Mm-hmm. And that's why we're trying to draft a model language here, because we can see the loopholes happening. Like Sean McBride in Florida was saying with the bill passed there, that everybody said, oh, it's really great. There's no problem. They can't force a vaccine passport. And then it didn't say that you couldn't lose your job. It just said you couldn't receive services from that store, like you couldn't buy something from that store. But if you worked for that store, then you had to have your vaccine passport. And
wow.
So the legislatures are going with the minimum, and we want to tell them what the maximum freedom looks
yeah.
like. You know,
well, and here's
a lot of politics involved.
Yeah, and here's an interesting thing, because as we pointed out earlier, the Democrats really believe, by and large, that the government owns you and your body and wants to be able to force you to get shots, right, and limit your freedom if you don't. And the Republicans, seemingly talking a good game on freedom, will say no vaccine passports on the governmental level, and we're not going to mandate the shot. But then pro-business, in their so-called blood, they say, well, we're not going to get in the way if businesses want to do that. It's like, wait a second.
Exactly.
Do you acknowledge
exactly.
the principle of freedom and bodily autonomy or not?
Right. Exactly. It's kind of shocking when you see the breakdown for the reasons that they give. And at first it was all, you know, like the Democrats were taking away the exemptions, but now the pro-business sectors are also pushing the vaccine. So it is, I'm really proud of these local groups who are having great hearings. People are coming. There's overflow rooms for people to listen to and to testify. Even on the Safe Harbor Practitioner bills, last week we testified in Oregon on a Safe Harbor Practitioner bill that we didn't like the registration bill that was going forward. And 150 citizens came and gave their written testimony. And I think, you know, I think there's some change going on in our country where people are stepping up and saying they want freedom. And
mm-hmm.
that's really encouraging.
It is, it is, it is. And I think that we've been, in fact, I know we've been through a year that has kind of divided people like almost never before. I mean, I'm not saying it's the first time. Our good friend Jonathan Niebuhr wrote a book about the history of progressivism, and it's based on the Hegelian dialectic of Hegel, trying to divide people to control them, controlling the opposition and all of that. But in the past year, the whole idea of inducing fear of one another has been done differently. It isn't about fearing Democrats or Republicans, it's about fearing germs that everybody should be afraid of. We should all align on this, and that we should all get behind the big drug industry producing products that have no liability and are on the market only via experimental emergency use authorization. And so it's different in that sense. I've said over the years, Diane, you know, that if they were going to, quote unquote, totally take over, they would have to find a common enemy that even those that disagree with one another agree. Well, yeah, that's an enemy. Whether it be an alien invasion from another planet or, in this case, the microbiological world. And in this case, they've chosen something that isn't even alive to be afraid of, something
right.
called a virus
right.
as opposed to bacteria.
Right.
And they're saying, well, it's not Democrat, it's not Republican. Interestingly enough, there has been some division politically in that. But, boy, it's kind of like the final end game for them.
Well, you know, I gave a PowerPoint on this model Bioterrorism Act that went into effect 20 years ago, right after 9/11. So they pushed these big model legislations through everywhere to give the governor powers during a bioterrorist attack. And bioterrorism was not one of the reasons that governors could have powers in the past. And all these states decided to put bioterrorism and health emergency in their statutes, so that the governor would be able to act. So they've been preparing this for a long time. And when they did that 20 years ago, we were at the legislature working on the Safe Harbor bill, and we passed the right to refuse bill because they had legislation going forward that said, you don't do what the governor tells you and you're a doctor during a bioterrorist attack, you go to jail. And we
wow.
just couldn't
yeah.
believe it. So we amended that bill and put the right to refuse. And we thought everybody was doing that, but we were the only state that have a right to refuse. And that's why that was kind of the original concept in the righttorefuse.org project right now, is to say, hey, we tried something in Minnesota. We can make it better. We can add coercion. We can add corporate. You know, let's get our laws to look like what we want so they don't run shot over our freedoms.
Yeah,
and another thing is happening.
Right, let me just remind everybody, right to refuse, righttorefuse.org, because I know people hearing this, Diane, are going to go, whoa, I better get on this in my state, and they should.
Yeah, and if they develop a group in their state, we'll try and put that group on the Right to Refuse website as the group that's taking legislation forward so that people can actually support the groups on the ground doing that legislative push.
Mm-hmm.
Also this weekend, if you want to know anything more about the Safe Harbor practitioner laws, the International Herbal Symposium is this weekend, and I'm doing a presentation on the Safe Harbor concepts for herbalists. And I know that's a whole different topic, but I just wanted to mention that. I forgot about
that. Oh, that's great. Do we have a website for that?
Yeah, it's the International Herbal Symposium. Yeah.
All spelled out?
I do. It's IHS for short, but I think they spell it out. And I'm sorry I didn't give you that website earlier.
That's all right. We'll make sure it's in the notes so everybody check it out as well. And you can catch that.
Great.
Any opportunity to get together? This is a in-person event?
It is not. It's a virtual event.
Okay.
They've been getting together for 15 years in person at Wheaton College in Massachusetts, and I've been there a number of times. And this is the first time they've been virtual, and it's exciting. Yeah, so amazing herbalist teachers presenting.
Fantastic. Well, you know what's more exciting? We get together, and I got to give you a hug and a kiss. And
yeah.
Got another picture. I don't know if everybody has seen it in the show notes or, it was lovely to be. It was like a reunion, and you had two of our friends with you, working with you as well. Julie and Jerry were there, right?
Jerry.
Did I miss anybody?
Yep. Yes. Jerry and Julie both were there. And two of my friends here from Minnesota drove down on their own. They're so excited as regular citizens, and they just absolutely loved the conference. And then we debriefed when we got home because we were also excited about all the wonderful
Advanced
people.
Advanced Medicine
here.
Conference. And, of course, we all go to the Health Freedom Expo. That's going to be held in outside of Chicago at Tinley Park, October 2nd and 3rd. Diane has been there and has spoken and been on panels over the years as well, and I encourage everybody to get together. It was so great to see smiling faces, people not afraid of one another, hugging, and of course, doctors that were teaching great, great things, and lay people as well on the docket speaking up. And I just, like I said, I was so uplifted. I was so happy to be there. That feeling continues.
Yeah, it was. It was a fantastic breath of fresh air for being an American. And I really do have hope that our country has the essence of freedom in its soul and that we'll make it through this time. It's just it's a time when so many things are being exposed that it would be almost hard to not survive as a country, because we have a lot of people that love freedom.
Yes.
A lot of people that are learning the responsibility that freedom takes, that they have to be involved or it doesn't work. So it is a exciting, a tragically exciting time. You know?
Yeah. And I want to come back to that place of common ground that you just mentioned, a love of freedom, a love of liberty. As I said, I had on Scott Jensen. He's running for governor in Minnesota, where you are. And folks, we do not have to agree on every aspect of health and healing. What we do have to find common ground on is the freedom to get to choose with fully informed consent. And that means even the right to refuse, as you talked about. And I feel like, Dr. Scott Jensen's a good guy. I'd love to see him as governor of Minnesota. I don't know who else is running, but so far he's in the lead by far for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. And so, this experience of the narrative being a dangerous virus that you're going to die from has really brought up the reality that people, it's like the skin barrier and injecting something into your arm, you know, how, will people allow a government to tell someone to inject something into your arm? But there's a lot of other ways that freedom is being infringed upon, like the microwave radiation from the towers and air quality. So it is like bringing this to the whole skin barrier has also brought the freedom issue into these other arenas, because we are being, our health is being hurt and our ecosystem is being hurt by other things that we did not consent to and that we don't know about. And
well,
so
and
we got to dig deeper to get to the essence of freedom to survive this.
You're right. And we also have to be proactive to the best of our ability to find things that can remediate things that we don't have control over yet, which we like to. We're working on it. Again, for fundamental defense of your right to refuse, your right to live the life that you want to live as long as you're harming nobody else in the process. It doesn't get any simpler than that, but yet it's confusing to some. We're going to try and clear up that confusion as we wrap it up with Diane Miller here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Links are up at robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you to everybody that supports this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. You can find out more about those folks, those companies, at robertscottbell.com. Banners up on the side of the page, or if you're on your phone, it'll be below, at way down at the bottom. But either way, again, thanks for being here, and also thanks for sharing the show. We're the best-kept secret in health talk radio. The book is called Health Freedom, The Greatest Freedom of All by Diane Miller. We have it linked up in the show notes. I have one of the websites to get it. I know a lot of people buy through Amazon, but some people don't like to. I have it linked up through something called iUniverse, the letter I, universe, and .com. But I don't know if there's a preference for you to where people should get your book. I know it's sort of pre-release right now.
Yeah, no, it's ready to go. So you can, iUniverse is best for me, but if people want to find it on Amazon, somebody told me they found it on Amazon even before the Amazon launch. So that's great either way.
Got it. So we're linking up to the iUniverse.com, and check it out there. And if you can, please get Diane's book and get a few copies. Share it, because this history is something that needs to be communicated so that we can correct the mistakes of ignorance, or maybe I shall say laziness. People didn't know you actually have to stand up and defend freedom. It just doesn't defend itself. And you're encouraging, obviously, local group participation wherever you are.
Right. I think that's the biggest thing that we work to, is supporting regular citizens to learn how they can be involved, whether it's just being a volunteer with an organization locally, or even something as small as changing from wireless to fiber optic cables in their home. Just how are we all participating in living in a free country, or a free globe, a free planet, where, and you said something, Robert, that, you know, as long as you're not hurting someone else, you can have freedom. And that is the core issue of the narrative that's being presented right now, is that the overall narrative is, if you don't get the vaccine, or if you don't give up your freedom for someone else, you're a bad person. And, you know, because you're hurting them, they're all going to die because you didn't do this.
You have to light your child on fire to keep another person's child warm. No, you don't. You have to determine what's best for you, and that is a fundamental, again, freedom. When we get back to your individual rights, because rights are only given to granted individuals, not by government, but by God, and that our founders wrote in the limitations on government, not on the people, to be safe and secure in their person, so to speak. And that's been lost to a lot of folks in the body politic. And I know that, you know, this is part of your mission in bringing that concept and consciousness back.
Right. And I really do believe that diversity is a strength, and that if people take good care of themselves, and we have a diverse culture, that is a strength. That is not a weakness. You don't have to all do the same thing.
Correct.
It is that diversity in the ecosystem and in our human relationships that makes us strong, not weak.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, I had on Friday's show, people were asking me, they were in Minnesota, saying, hey, how do I find a homeopath in Minnesota? So if you don't mind, speak to our local audience out there in Minnesota.
Yes, the Northwestern School of Homeopathy is an incredible school of homeopathy here in Minnesota, and they have a student clinic that are supervised by homeopaths. They also have a list, I think, of referring homeopaths. So they're a great resource, one of the best in the country.
Are they near the Twin Cities?
Yeah, they're in a suburb, right northwest suburb of the city. Yep.
Okay. Well, great, because I saw somebody that actually, Colleen was writing in on Friday's show, said she's just north of the Twin Cities, so she might be able to access the Northwestern School of Homeopathy for a student or a referral as well.
Yes. I'm not sure what the actual address is of the suburb, but it might be Plymouth or St. Louis Park. How does that
sound? Okay. Well, no problem. I appreciate that. I love it. And, folks, we always, my attempt as well, being on the air as well as my 22nd year broadcasting, is to remind you that the power to heal is yours. I don't give it to you. It's something that was given to you by that which created you, and it's something that you can tap back into. I think that for the most part, what we've seen in power grabs, they're trying to diminish the power of the people to heal. And, you know, again, a big part of this book, Health Freedom, the Greatest Freedom of All, is getting back to that concept, Diane Miller. And God bless you, my friend and my sister, if you will, in the path of liberty. So I thank you so much for all that you're doing.
I thank you, Robert, for your work and getting the voice out for everybody and just for your excellent MC at the Advanced Medicine Conference. It was a profound conference, and you brought it all together in such a wonderful way. I think if we all do what we do best, we'll be fine.
Absolutely. Amen on that. Yeah. Diane Miller, appreciate you. Go right to refuse.org, and other links are in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, where the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.